Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know how these things go. You know how we have to address some information and sometimes go into the skitty ditty of the things that are happening inside of the world and change some of the subject matters that people don't want to talk about. But man, does life get interesting at times? And when we start talking about work, when we start talking about things that are going on that people do not tend to love when it's all said and done. And I never know what exactly you can and cannot talk about at work. And some people get all gung-ho that you should not talk about certain incidents at work. And even if they're work-related. Some people hate when other people will bring up things that occurred inside of the place. Some people will hate when you bring up information of things that people don't want others to know because it gets weird from time to time where people go, yes, this should be known to the general public. This should not be known to the general public in regards to what's happening. And I'm talking about people that are their workers when I say the term general public. Now, I also look at this from the standpoint and go, how weird can it get from time to time when you start taking a look and go, here is a union that's involved with what we do, and how do they all of a sudden get to determine what will be done and what will be said? Because that's going to be the other aspect of it. What all is allowed? What all is referenced and, saying, hey, these things are allowed to talk to you, but then your union rep makes a determination on what exactly can be shared. So I want you to look at this for one brief moment in time, and I want you to think about this, and I want you to think about a time that your workplace had something going on that they said, nope, this is not something that we should deem that we should share with the general public. Does anything in particular come to mind? Because I would imagine that there has to be scenarios where this has occurred. There has to be scenarios where you look around and you go, huh, how weird is this that we're allowed to talk about one thing, but we're not allowed to talk about other? Now, I will tell you that recently I had an interaction with an organization, pretty well-known organization, where they had a fatality. Now, the fatality that occurred was not even discussed with the board in regards of what had happened because of how the laws are set up there. And I talk about laws, and I'm talking about the laws for the country, and I'm talking about bylaws that they have inside of their paperwork. But they did not know until their attorney came in, because the country wanted more information of what exactly had occurred during the incident. Now, think about how weird that is, that you are in an organization, you are a board member, you have a fatality incident that occurs. Nothing's allowed to be discussed because of the bylaws of what is set up inside of that organization. Now, I think that that's going to get weird for you. And I say that from the standpoint of how would it not get weird? Because you're not sharing all the information that you know. And you're being held accountable in regards to some of this stuff. And you have to look at it and go, where do I stand as an organization to be able to share this? So if you have an interesting set of bylaws inside of your organization, how weird does some of the stuff get? Because to me, both of those things already sound pretty weird. So when I start telling you other stuff, I look at it from the standpoint and go, huh, if I am a board member per se, and I don't know this, it's so crucial to what's going on to the business, What else do I not know? And I think that sometimes some of that limited information of what we know causes the biggest blunders in an organization. And I know some people are not going to love that, but think about it for a moment. If I only know limited information, how good am I? And I can only make decisions based on what I know. I can't base decisions off of what I don't know. So this becomes extremely difficult to be able to share, to be able to say, okay, this is what needs to be done when I don't have all the information on what needs to be, I'm not going to say displayed, but definitely what needs to be shared with all of us. And if I can only have limited interactions from the board level, how exactly is my union rep going to be great for what I need them to do and the things that are going on within the organization itself? So that's something to think about.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.